For Councilmember Tish James, the focus is on women and workers. Here she is at a rally last week.
Because when women vote, women win. Thank you.
Meanwhile, State Senator Daniel Squadron is circling back to his constituents and other people who have supported him before.
I really appreciate that support very much. Unfortunately, I need to ask you to do it again. There's a runoff election.
It was a tight race between the two candidates. James got 36% of the vote and Squadron got 33. But neither of them got the 40% needed to avoid a runoff. So the candidates are doing everything they can to appeal to the people most likely to vote for them next Tuesday.
The turnout in a runoff election, down ballot, meaning not for mayor, has been, and probably again this year for public advocate, will be 8-9%. I mean, that's pathetic.
That's former public advocate Mark Green, and he knows all about runoffs. He's been in a couple himself, including the one he lost to Bill de Blasio in 2009. He says runoffs are very different from primaries. For example, TV ads aren't nearly as effective because the number of people voting is so small.
If you go on television, 20 million people in the region will hear it, but only 200,000 triple prime New York City voters will be voting.
Green says it's like fishing, where there aren't fish. So he suggests lots of phone calls, direct mail, and outreach to likely voters instead. The challenge is figuring out who those likely voters are. Jerry O'Brien is a political consultant who isn't involved in either campaign. And he says you can't tell who's likely to vote by looking at them, but you can by looking at their records.
The dirty little secret in politics, as in a lot of marketing these days, is databases. We still have a secret vote in this country. You know, we don't know who people voted for, but we do know every time someone votes.
It's public information, and there are companies that specialize in sorting it and selling it to campaigns. But O'Brien says every election is different. In this one, he says James might have an advantage as an African-American woman.
There may be a sense in some Democratic voters that having a black female as the number two elected official in the city would give some diversity because the mayor, the comptroller, maybe the speaker of the city council are all going to be white males.
In fact, that's exactly the case James was making herself last week. Surrounded by women leaders and activists, she called for wage equality, reproductive rights, and child care.
We're building a coalition of women with a focus on working class women and the challenges they face.
On the other hand, Squadron might benefit from the endorsements of major establishment power brokers like the New York Times and Senator Chuck Schumer. As he made calls to supporters, he laid out his plans to empower tenants and help people navigate the new health care law.
Taking on issues for communities who really need it. And that's what I do. I'm a fighter who really figures out how to get results.
They both have lofty goals for an office that only has $2 million in its budget, less than one-sixth the cost of next week's runoff. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.